me, baby.
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from beautiful, breezy dog water hair care products, landed right in the middle of Sparks, Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week, the only regular team we got is dog water Dick in the other room, Fluffer Bryce for some reason, but we got Dakota Joe back in the house.
Hi.
We also have the Tides and the great Bobby Slayton.
We're talking out of our ass.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's F-word.
A different show this week. Captain Trace, Nick Ramirez, is out this week with a bad back. He does say hello, y'all, and we'll be calling him later in the show for a weekend update with what's happening in Nick's world.
With Kevin Nealon?
Yes, exactly. Nick and Kevin Nealon will be performing out of a wheelchair. No. To get just one, the two of them at the same time.
I'll give
time.
It to Mohawk in the wheelchair if you need help.
So, hey, Cody, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
School's over. Welcome back to the show.
Back to the real world.
What are you up to this summer?
I think I'm just going to try to make some money.
Big glass of water next to you. No alcohol. I hardly recognize you, son.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing.
I totally trained to do a 5K.
Oh, that's right.
Cody's been different lately.
Yeah, no, it's been like new and improved Cody this semester.
Yeah. No, I totally, I did school and I ran a 5K. I did that run or die thing and I strongly recommend the Couch to 5K program.
That's a sincere little can of applause
I've lost, for you. I've lost 35 pounds.
Congratulations, right, boy. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well done, sir. And you got yourself an awesome girl.
Yes, I do.
One of the best painters and musicians in town.
That's right. Fucking rad.
Very talented, very awesome.
So, yeah. I hardly recognize you.
I know there's been a lot less drunk Cody in the kitchen smoking, chain smoking.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot
it's
less
really hard to run hungover, man. It fucking sucks. It's
like, I know. I saw you out. I saw myself. You out drinking the night before the run.
You know what? And that was like the first time I've been drunk in like 8 days. You know, I was like, oh, man, I've been training for 9 weeks to do this. Ah, oh, screw it. I've been doing it this long. I can run 3.2 miles on a hangover. Fuck it. But that
and
was
you
fun.
Did.
Yeah, I totally did. Ran the whole thing. Got like totally blasted with hair with this whatever their food starch dye is. It was really pretty dumb. You know, I went by myself and I stood in a group of these like crazy people all dying themselves. And I'm like, man, fucking get me out of here. You start this.
You're
damn
not that
fucking
much
race
of a
already.
Hippie.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Start my race. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Dogwater Studios and Cherry Bear Records and. Carrot Stick Productions, because they sponsored me. They paid my entry fee.
Oh, that's right.
Well done.
And we made him wear a t-shirt that said Dogwater Studios.
Made a t-shirt. Nice. That was a billboard. It was awesome.
Sponsored,
cool.
Motherfucker.
Very grateful.
Our own little home cottage industry there.
Yeah, totally.
Sponsoring the Kodiak.
That's right. Sponsor the Kodiak to run.
Oh, and when Jessica was making that, she also made me a Dogwater Studios t-shirt that says Dogwater Studios on the front. And on the back, it says staff, but it's spelled like the infection.
It's pretty gross.
That is excellent.
It's like, I've always wanted that, and she made it come true.
You just think
for me.
Of it like a big zit.
Yeah.
Staff.
Pop it. Just pop it,
no,
man.
Don't. It's like, no, this guy is not the help.
He will infect your mind.
Yeah, that's right. Don't put your lips on it.
Well, I'll take that rope.
I don't even have a sample. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Spunk.
Does that say spunk?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's one of the.
Give him the trippy spunk.
The trippy one is.
Spunk!
No, that's surprise spunk. There's stoner spunk.
Spunk.
There's surprise spunk.
Spunk!
And then is this trippy spunk?
Spunk!
Yes.
That's my favorite.
I don't know where to place that.
There's two more. I don't know what they're called.
That's gross.
What are they?
Yeah.
What's the spunk like?
It's early yet.
Is it different?
Huh? What? What's what?
What's the spunk like in gay porn, Rick?
Oh,
is it the same or is it different? Or, or are they more ropers?
And
are
Nick,
they like five ropers?
Well, Nick knows Nick knows how they get spunk in those porno movies. So who's involved with that, Nick?
Oh, Nick would never do anything like that.
No, Nick, but who would be in that? Like, what kind of guys?
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
I've heard about that. That's the first time I've heard that. That's so funny.
But Nick wouldn't do anything in porn. I mean, unless there was a really attractive Tom Green.
I'd just suck his dick.
Yeah.
it's like Nick is still on the show. Oh. I wonder if he knew
like
that
the
it
best
would be...
friends ever.
Aww.
What would Uncle Nick do?
Oh, I'd just suck his dick.
Honey, you can't be a part of this conversation.
Nick, don't say that to children.
Oh, that's brutal.
Children shouldn't hear that.
Faggot.
Yeah. How many times have I told
She knows far too much.
Lightning in the Berks.
So, yes, anyway. I've been enjoying my time without her this last week. As I was saying to Cody, I've still got a month. Now, if only I had any money to spend my time this month. I'm broke and hungover after this last weekend, so whatever.
Yeah, it's not hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. Because this weekend, I had a blast. I played at Not a Dada with Nick. Like, I was on the bill. I was the final act on Friday night.
Oh, that's cool.
Lighter Thief. Me and Nick Ramirez doing a little beatbox for me at the Wildflower Village.
Oh, you guys have hinted at this many times.
That's probably way more fun than I did.
What? You hinted at it many times. What exactly do you do?
I play guitar and sing, and Nick does drums and beatboxing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, it's – and I'm looking for a harmonica player. If anybody can regularly show up to the open mics on Monday with a harmonica, that's where we rehearse.
Do they need to be good?
Because no.
Cody, it's a band with Rory.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's
know,
why I asked.
I know eight chords. Can you play along with some of them?
Bryce says he knows someone.
That sounds
yeah,
like
well,
awesome
come
trainer.
Come down on the Monday.
That's today.
Last week was hosted by... I don't know what's happening tonight, actually, and this was 3 days ago. So, but it was a great show. I tell you what, I played a bunch of songs. I might host tonight. I don't know. Or I might have hosted this week. I don't know. But come down Monday nights at Jub Jub's every week. It's the worst little podcast sponsors, Blazing Mics at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. We always have a great time and we aim to please. All performers get one free drink. The best act of the evening gets a 25 gift certificate for Jub Jub's. And don't forget your $1 monkey juice.
That's right. That's a very nice ad.
Bling.
Yeah. Is that like a gorilla ding. Fart?
I give myself a ding. No, it's the sweat from Jub Jub's balls.
Oh,
yeah,
ding. Even better. Okay.
Best with playa dust. I also this weekend got to hang out at Reno Rockabilly Riot at the Best in the West Burlesque Showcase, where I was the MC, put on by Desert Rose Review with Reagan Riot. Awesome time, beautiful girls, great act, packed house. We had a lot of fun.
TNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of leather.
We were there.
What was this called?
Me and this guy, Kevin.
Oh, yeah? At the Riot or at the Burlesque show?
No, the Riot.
We missed that part.
Yeah, the Burlesque show was great, but the Riot was – I missed all of it. I was doing run-throughs. And
typical cars and greasers and
you guys went to a rockabilly show?
Yeah. It was fun.
We're going to have to talk about this.
No, it's a really good time. It's the second or third annual that they've had it over there at the GSR.
I'm unaware of this. I've been living under a rock or something.
Reno Rockabilly Riot just happened last weekend.
It's a lot of rockabilly people doing rockabilly things.
Tattoo booths, bands, girls with hair.
Los Pistoleros played.
Rat Rods, Choppers.
Right.
All the chicks look like
girls. Saw this dude driving by. Cool. At the front of it's got a Ape Hangers chopper motorcycle. The back of it's the back of a VW Bug tricycle.
Right.
Oh, it was bitching. That thing, cool. Like, it came up to the top half and then it just sheared off, and then the front half's the bike.
That's dope.
Oh, yeah. That was the best trike-looking trike I've seen in a while. And you know that guy put that together in his own garage.
Yeah.
But that was a great event. Thanks for everybody coming out. Big shout out, Satisfactory, to Snowshoe Thompson having their Witter's Ball out there.
Oh, the clamper thing?
Yeah. Nobody Nick and Chewy aren't here this week. Nobody gives a crap except me right now.
Right.
But anybody I know their brother's listening, so hang the bastard, yep.
I've seen some of those guys get pretty crazy.
All right. Well, that was my phone here. I think I want to jump straight into our celebrity phone call of the week. We are going to have, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to be talking to comedian great and friend of the show, Mr. Bobby Slayton.
Okay, don't let him go on and on.
Well, he's going to talk for like half an hour.
Well, that motherfucker just talks and never shuts up.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
Bobby's going to be appearing at the Pioneer Underground Reno Tahoe Comedy Club.
I just want to talk shit about him before he answers.
Friday night at 8 o'clock, Saturday night, I believe it, like 7 and 10.
Cheyenne Dow. What's Cheyenne Dow? It sounds like a porn star.
Cheyenne Dow, that'd be my ex-wife. Why is that coming up?
That's awesome.
What is Cheyenne Dow?
She's well endowed.
She divorced Roy.
The name Cheyenne Dow came up on my phone.
That is the name of my ex-wife, who my cell phone is probably still under billing-wise, I guess.
Really? You didn't get it on your cell phone? Really?
No, I pay for it.
Put me on the fucking air, and then we'll talk about this.
You are on the air, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Rory. How are you?
What do you think? We have a call screener?
Hi.
We don't screen calls here.
Wait. So is Cheyenne Down, is she a porn star? Or is she like a Apache?
She was topless in a movie.
She was topless in a movie. She's in a local band. She's my ex-wife.
What movie was she topless in?
Well, is topless in Nowhere, Nevada.
Well, real radio show. Maybe she's still married to you.
Right, exactly. Hey. She's going places. I wasn't.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Ben. Had a pretty heavy run of shows, playing guitar badly for people and getting in front of a bunch of hot naked chicks at model and burlesque shows. So I've been having a great summer so far since we've seen you last. We got our Bobby Slayton bump. Now everybody listens to the show, like six more people.
I've been doing stand-up for 35 years, and I can't get in front of naked chicks. How are you pulling that off?
It's all about who you know, Bobby. You know, there are these lessons you learn in the industry. It's about who you know, man.
It's who you know and who you do. Hey, by the way, you know, if I don't hear the dogs barking in the background, I'm living a nightmare reality show right now. My life, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, I could be you. But I have, you know, for a guy they call the Pitbull of comedy, you know, I have a miniature picture. That's my dog. But living with me is one of the ex-Pussycat dolls just moved in. What do you call those things? One of those gay, marshmallow, fluffy, gay, Pomeranian. So, whatever those, yeah, Pomeranian.
Dust mops, yeah.
I become gay than Siegfried and Roy. When I say Pussycat doll moved in with me, I mean moved in with me and my wife. She lives downstairs. That's what I meant.
Right.
That's some
and
kind
you
of
know
hell.
What? Even more complicated than that. I'll give you a hot scoop. Not that you give a rat's ass, but you know the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
My daughter was in the band. You know those. You know who they are, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's right.
So my daughter Natasha was a Pussycat Doll. Not the ones in Vegas, but like the singing group, who they've been like three incarnations of them. But she's in the latest one. But
hey, congratulations!
Tomorrow, Britney Spears introduces them to the world on, I think, Ryan Seacrest, one of those shows, as the new band called Girl, GRL. So
that's a big deal.
I've now morphed into a new band, and my daughter's one of the singers. So now maybe I can actually make sure you can finally pay me back for all those Beanie Babies.
Right.
Play-Doh.
Maybe she can get you up on stage in front of some naked girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, Bobby, a little belated Happy Father's Day to you, my friend. Congratulations.
Really? Well, it was the worst Father's Day ever, but that's...
mine was great.
Are you a father?
Yes, I am. Mine was great. My kid is with my parents 2,000 miles away from here, so I had a great day and slept in.
So your kid's not with you, your ex-wife left you, are you... You're like Norman Bates. You're like the guy.
I have moved into the cardboard box.
You're like that guy with the Aurora shootings. You sit in your garage, your basement, you jack off with Travis Bickle, and you go with the Joker, and you can't wait for the next comic book convention, and then you just call people, pretend you have a real radio show. But that's cool.
So that was you doorbell ditching me the other day. Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Who's that retard laughing in the background?
That would be Rick, my the sound guy, the guy who makes our voices
true.
Sound pretty.
He can't
pretty.
Hear me.
Oh wait, he can't hear you.
It's some other faggot in there.
Cool. Hey, so now where are you doing your show from? I know your parents' basement, but it wasn't.
actually, it's the sound guy's parents' old bedroom. We moved in when they moved out and started a recording studio.
Where are you? Are you in Reno?
Sparks, in the lovely bedroom community. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's funny that you're calling, Laurie, because do you know this weekend? You probably don't even know this. It's just a coincidence. Friday, Saturday.
There's going to be this big guy in town. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Wayne has that cool little club, the Reno Comedy Underground, which is great, by the way. I was there like four or five months ago.
That was a great time. That was a really good show I was at.
Hey, bye, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. And what do I'm getting old. I don't remember it anymore. But you know, I was working on my new Showtime special, and I thought I had it down. And I wasn't really happy with it. I kept rewriting it, reworking it. I finally shot it in Cleveland in May, and it came out great. And Lou Reed came to my show, one of my heroes from high school.
Nice, Lou fucking
Reed, man. And, but you know, see, this is one of the hard things about doing stand-up comedy. How old are you?
39. I'll be 40 in December here.
Damn.
No, okay. I don't want to insult you by asking you this question.
Whoa, hey, but I think we kind of lost you there. Hang on. Bobby is still there.
Gotta be on your end.
Well, I'm here, yes.
Your plug's good?
Yeah, no, I didn't touch anything.
Nice.
There we go. I think we got you again.
Did your mother turn down the sound from upstairs? What happened?
Yeah, there we go. And we're back.
Tell your mother to stay out of the basement, out of the rec room. This is your little world, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Lou Reed came to my show when I taped my special in Cleveland. Now, you know who Lou Reed's band was before he was Lou Reed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
I'm blanking on it. Nah.
Velvet Underground.
Underground. Yes, Velvet Underground.
Did you say the Purple Underground?
No, I was thinking of drugs, and the word purple came to mind, and Velvet Underground.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody. Okay.
Yeah, he boned Andy Warhol, right?
But anyway, there were people who worked at the club who didn't know who these guys were. And I can't tell you, the hardest thing about doing the hardest thing about stand-up comedy today is that, you know, you get kids, and I don't want to sound like my father, but you get these fucking asshole, retard, douchebag, Kardashian, Paris Hilton-like, moronic children. Who can't name the four Beatles. They can't, you know.
Ouch.
And there's certain things you need to know, Rory. And I get kids coming to my show all the time. And, well, that was before my time, dude. Well, fuck you. You know what? Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Edison were before my time. the guy with the false wooden teeth on the dollar bill was before my time. But you just got to know shit. You got to put down People magazine and stop texting, you fucking retards. And come to my show. And you need to stop watching Carrot Top, Dane Cook, and all this shit. And Chelsea Handler, that fucking cunt, and all this shit.
Because Bobby was around before them.
I take back how I didn't want him to talk.
It's not about being around before them. It's just about just all this stuff sucks, you know? It's people that go to the Olive Garden. You know, are you an idiot? Real Italian food out there, you dumb fuck. That's all I'm saying.
You're absolutely right.
It's all about Bud Light and the Olive Garden. And it's not about, you know, craft, you know, microbreweries and the Ramones and stuff that matters, you know?
Damn right. I'd highly agree.
Don't you wish you had more guests like me where you don't get to talk at all?
Everybody else in the room does.
Okay, why don't you ask me a question?
All right, Bobby.
I love when Bobby tells you what to
do. That's why I want you to talk.
No, I've got somebody talking in my ear telling me to tell you something else.
No.
What did you want to say, Rick?
Well, let's ask him a quiz question.
Okay, we'll ask you a quiz question, Bobby. I've got a horrible little quiz here that I ask a lot of my guests. We didn't have time with that for you last time, but Bobby...
Yeah.
I'll start you off with something easy. What last meal? What would you want to have as your last meal on this earth?
The last meal?
Yeah. Last thing you want to eat?
Charlize Theron's pussy.
Good answer. Ding.
Ding. Ding. Okay, lost virginity.
Where and when did you lose your virginity, Bobby?
Charlene Theron's pussy. No, I made that up.
And what age?
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear a great story? And this is going to be in my book. You want to how I lost my virginity?
Yeah.
This is a great fucking story, and it's true. I swear to God, I swear my wife's life. So if I'm lying, I still won't. True story, Rory.
Okay.
Okay. When I was 17, or maybe 18, is when I lost my virginity. I was a late bloomer. Okay. And I had sex with a young lady. I don't need to mention her name. She's about 16 or 17.
Certainly, certainly.
This year before statutory rape and all that, you know, made up bullshit.
Okay. Before that was
16,
bad.
17, I was 17, 18. And we were at her parents' house and we're having sex. And literally, this is the first time I did it. And we were like two, three minutes into it. And her brother, her older brother, pulled into the driveway. And I had to stop. Okay. Now, fast forward 20 years later. That was in New York. That was in New York, in the suburbs of New York, Scarsdale. Fast forward 20 years later, my wife and I are living in Los Angeles. My wife's gynecologist is that fucking guy.
No way. Oh my God,
yes.
So he's in your yes. wife's vagina.
Yes.
So, and you were in his sister's vagina.
That guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, is my wife's gynecologist.
That's insane.
Yeah. How weird is that?
That is
bizarre and weird and creepy.
That is definitely a topper on some of the best stories we've had.
But it's true. It's a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to embellish it. True story.
Not at all. But
rapid fire.
Next question.
All right, I got a couple rapid fire questions for you. We'll start at Elvis or the Beatles.
Oh fuck, Beatles! And you know, can I give an answer?
Yes, sure.
Why? You don't care?
No, please go ahead. Why?
Because Elvis. I'll tell you why. Because Elvis. I loved Elvis. I love both of them. Because I grew up with the Beatles, and the Beatles. Elvis was magnificent, but Elvis. If you have to find something better about Elvis, he took a lot of. You know, he wrote none of those songs. He took Big Mama Thornton's songs. He took Chuck Berry.
That is a fucking great point.
Black artist, and boy, he did what was great.
He was an entertainer.
The Beatles did write their own shit.
Yeah, no, he was great, but the Beatles were, you know, groundbreaking. Elvis was magnificent, but the Beatles. Beatles are better than Elvis, no doubt about it.
Okay, Sex Pistols or the Ramones?
Who?
Sex Pistols or Ramones?
Oh, fuck the Ramones. Fuck the Sex Pistols. You know what? The Ramones are light years ahead of the Sex Pistols. And I'll tell you, you're not even going to where that even started. They're New York Dolls over the fucking Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay.
Little Buster.
AIDS or cancer?
The Sex Pistols were garbage compared to the New York Dolls. The Sex Pistols and the Clash would have been nothing without the New York Dolls. And nobody, and any of your listeners know who, and that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I remember the Dolls and Buster. Hell yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, the New York Dolls started it.
Yeah.
I mean, but that didn't start it because there was T-Rex and there was Iggy Pop and there was an MC5. And there was a million other Alice Cooper. But there'd be no Kiss. There'd be no fucking Aerosmith and David Bowie's, you know. there'd be no Ziggy Stardust if it wasn't for the New York Dolls.
Excellent.
I'm a music expert.
That's an excellent answer, my friend. Now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, now you have to pick. Star Trek or Star Wars?
I hate both of them. I don't hate both of them, but Star Wars, because Star Trek was fun. But when Star Wars first came out, but it may not come out. I don't know. They're both on my radar. But I was too old for both of them. To me, they're like Aerosmith or Kiss. I was too old. Any of that stuff, but I would have to go. Star Trek was pretty funny. Now that I look back at it, you know, Star Trek. I might have to go Star Trek.
Okay.
AIDS or cancer? I gotta know.
AIDS or cancer?
I love both of them.
Blind or deaf?
You know what? If I had to take one, if I had to take one, I would go with AIDS. Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
Because anybody get cancer, but AIDS you can only get from anal sex or shooting heroin. And I want people to think, what the fuck did Bobby Slade do? Did he fucking hook up the end? Did he shoot some dope? Did he suck a cock? What did he do? Cancer, you're going, my grandmother got that. So A.
That's a good one.
Gay or ginger?
Hey, who's the better AIDS cancer joke than me?
Gay or ginger?
Who?
Gay or a ginger?
Gay or who?
Would you rather
red
be gay?
Hair.
Explain it.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh. I thought you were going to do ginger Marianne. Gay or red hair? Oh. Well, if you have red hair, you're kind of gay anyway. people are going to call you a faggot. You know what? God, that's an interesting one. Gay or red hair? Well, I think red hair because Carrot Top gets a lot of pussy. Red hair is fine. Red hair.
Mountain Dew or meth?
Oh, meth.
Cold play? Cold play or a cold sore?
Cold play or cold sore?
Yeah. Coldplay, the band.
You're just getting stupid. The question is just stupid. Now you're getting like retarded. The first half of the questions were good. Now you're doing stuff like, hey, we're stoned. Let's write more stupid shit. Who's writing this shit? You're sound guy?
That's my co-host who's not here this week. He wrote these questions. Jeez, I'm not taking credit for that.
I'll throw Nick under the bus.
I'll throw Nick under the bus any day.
Coldplay and Cold Sores have anything to do with one another because they both share the word cold.
Well, which would you rather have? Yeah.
Coldplay? You mean the band?
Yeah, yes. Coldplay the band, or would you rather have herpes?
Well, I don't really like Coldplay, but I'd rather listen to them than have herpes. Now, if you said Journey or AIDS, hey. Would you have
no, no more Journey?
Huh?
No on the Journey?
No. All right, one awesome. More, then I'm going to go make dinner.
All right, Bobby.
Give me a good one, Rory, a good one.
All right, this is my favorite question. You're going down on a girl. You find a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Are you going to eat that bacon?
Is it turkey bacon?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
It's turkey bacon. is it avocado?
There could be.
Okay.
It depends who the girl is. that's one of those questions. It just depends. You know,
there's so many variables.
Too many variables.
Who's
on
the
that.
Girl? That's is your, there avocado?
That's your favorite question, really.
Well, I get answers like this out of it.
Yeah. Did you have? Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. I don't. It really depends on the situation. I'm the girl.
Okay.
And how hungry I am.
Amen.
If I just took her out for dinner, then I don't want bacon. I want some sprinkles or maybe some whipped cream. You know, it just depends.
Sweet, not savory. It depends. It always depends.
Okay. But anyway, so let's get back to this.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday night, Reno Tahoe Comedy Club at the Pioneer Underground, Mr. Bobby Slayton.
Cool, it's so fucking funky and so cool. It's a comedy club. Used to be, shouldn't be. You go down to the basement, like the Hungry Eye in San Francisco, you know, and it's just cool. And I'm working on a lot of new stuff, which, you know, hopefully it'll be good. All right?
Excellent. Yeah, we'll have a bunch of local headliners and guests, or well, not headliners, but local guests and host comedians there with you this weekend.
That'd be great, a lot of
good local talent, Bobby. Thank you once again for coming to town. We're going to tell all eight of our listeners to make sure they get out to see your show.
Well, I think you're going to tell people, you know, I'm writing this book. And my book is called If You Can't Laugh at Yourself, Make Fun of Other People, my 35 years in show business. And I'm trying to build up this fucking Twitter thing. So go to Pitbull of Comedy and go live. And then tomorrow morning, go download my daughter's song. And she's going to be a big star because I need somebody to buy me a new car. All right?
Well, everybody, thank you, Bobby, once again. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
See you next weekend, pal.
See you in the weekend.
And there he goes.
Everybody, once again, the great Bobby Slayton. Please go check him out at Pioneer Underground. You can check out all the information on bobbyslayton.com. And I guess support his daughter who's in Girl.
Dude, he said, go download my daughter's song. And I thought he said, go down on my daughter's song. I misheard it and was like, I thought, why? What the fuck did he just say?
He just hosed me.
That was nice.
I need to I need to go cry and masturbate.
Really? Jimmy,
tears make great lube. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was uncomfortable.
That was, yeah.
It's like, wow,
it started with your wife's phone and went downhill from there.
Right. Yeah. No, like you said, the first couple questions, like the softball questions that are my warm up for the other questions, he liked better than the.
I liked the cold sore right. question.
Thank you.
I thought it was
that was kind of the train that stopped the road right there.
And yeah. I for one would rather have the cold sore.
the bacon question was pretty awesome because he was making dinner and you could tell he was hungry. He wanted the entire sandwich in there, you know.
And let's remember, he's not Reno people. Reno people understand the quiz.
Yeah,
and just you wait, you'll get your turn to play here in a moment.
So I had to screw up all the levels for the thing to try to stop him from crackling out.
That was not me.
I know. I figured it out, and it still wasn't any better. It sucked near the end.
Can
I hope
fix
it's gonna
that
be
in editing?
I doubt it.
My
ding sounds right, doesn't it? That was about right.
Yeah.
Because I just guessed and put it back. So. Yeah, and it wasn't that funny when I was saying stuff and he was going, yeah, yeah, and he can't hear me.
That
I don't know how,
weird.
Like, it was weird, but
was
I thought
weird.
It sounded like he could
it
hear
did.
Me, but he
it
can't.
Really did.
I was like, oh my God, I hope he can't hear me. I hope my gulps aren't fucking loud enough. I couldn't believe it. That was wild.
Don't want to become a target.
Right? That's right. I'm going to be over here in the corner because this guy's fucking mean. He's a total meanos.
Hey, he's a great guy. Friend of the show. Professional as hell. You know, when you go to the Pioneer Underground and after the show you're hanging out and he steps out of the back to do a little meet and greet and he tries to steal your date for the night, don't let him. Just call him out right there.
You got to stop him in his tracks.
Dude, and
no,
I mean,
really.
How
last
you...
time he really tried to walk off my date. I think, yeah.
Well, oh, wow. But in the last
your
phone
date.
Call, I mean, yes, you think that
date.
Phone call was bad? The last phone call is where we got
Rory. You fucking retarded douchebag.
You know? And
fuck you, Rory.
Oh wow.
No, I mean that in the nicest way.
See, he was being nice last time.
Like that, but I mean, it wasn't nice last time either. And then you have him back on.
You're like, yeah.
I'll always have Bobby on. Bobby's
it was, that was awesome.
Bobby
like,
is the greatest.
Last time he went off a bit long.
I'd never really seen Rory take that much abuse before. It was kind of awesome.
See? I know how
you
to
do
be...
a lot for the show, Rory.
I do.
Tell you, man.
I do.
You really you
take one
for the
team.
Yeah. Hey, Bryce.
What?
Take your shirt off.
Why?
Just to take one for the team.
Go in the garage and start doing pull-ups.
Because I need to make somebody do something.
Not
you know what?
The same
I'm gonna make the band play some music. That's what,
oh,
I,
what
that's
what
I'm gonna make do. So.
I love
what
that.
Show needs.
We're gonna introduce them when we come back from this. But right now, the Tides are gonna play a song for us.
Fucking yes. Kick ass. Right.
So drummer, go do your job.
Okay. Ow.
And Oliver, when you get ready, you can. You got a what? Oh, dude.
I think we're all dying of prostate.
Oh, they're all dying. They were unprepared for the show, so I guess we'll just keep talking. Let's see.
I saw the Pistoleros at that fucking thing on Friday night.
Oh, that was awesome.
With Pistoleros, cool.
Yeah, at the Rockabilly thing.
Oh.
Never let me get to that. I did actually leave the house from recording. Actors Killed Lincoln, which has been amazing.
Rad.
But I left that for Friday night and like past midnight. Remember the Pistoleros played in the bowling alley?
That's right. I was at doing the show at the same time. Damn it.
Right. No, I know. Well, it was like
or no,
after
they were
midnight.
Right. They, you know, yeah. They played right after the. The burlesque show, the Pistoleros played in the bowling alley.
Yeah, so I actually got out of the house and saw something, and it was pretty fucking cool. Those guys rocked.
I had just spent 7 hours at the Grand Sierra, and I just wanted to go somewhere else that wasn't there.
Right, I fully understand.
Like, I have a whole lot of, like, it was cool because I'd never really got to walk around, like, backstage at a casino, and there was a huge VIP bar
it's not
area.
That cool.
And it's all blank industrial
right,
walls.
Right.
And this floor is rated to, you know, hold 250,000 pounds in all square footages, blah, 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 you know, signs. And there's a knot, like, you know, how to tie a knot right. diagram thing on one wall. It was really nice.
Did you
diagram?
Learn anything?
No, I knew most of them from Boy Scouts.
What is this place called?
It's in Grand Sierra. It's just
one of the places in
behind,
the Grand Sierra.
Yeah, it's one behind one of the ballrooms.
That place kind of looks weird since they remodeled it.
I don't know. You know, it's got the residual. It's got the
when
residual.
When you go up into the rooms, it looks the same as it has for 30 years. They didn't remodel
it's still
that.
The MGM to me.
The main floors. It has the residual decorating of like five casinos.
Yeah.
Like everything it's ever been, there's a little bit of, oh, remember when that was part of Bally's?
You go up into the hotel when that was part and you have of the... some like a Southwestern theme going on that does not go at all with the chocolate and gold of the downstairs lobby. And then there's carpeting over here of, yeah, like, you know, when it was the Hilton. And,
residual yeah. pieces of five different owners.
They're building a bar with an indoor pool.
I've heard that they were building an indoor water park, like, for my whole life.
No, it's a bar with an indoor pool. That's what's literally happening right now.
So you can, like, be in literally. The pool and walk up to the
I
bar?
I guess so.
Like, cocktails, please.
My suit is going to get soaking wet.
read a fun little blog article today. It was about the top 10 grilled cheese food trucks in America.
Was what? Gore Melt on there?
Gore Melt was on that list. Cool. Coming in at, like, number 5.
Have you had
the Gore Melt? Yes.
The Gore Melt is some good stuff. Mm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I had them. They were outside fries. A junkie one time, and I had a Gore Melt, and it was delicious.
That is excellent stuff. But congratulations from them, or to them, for them.
Right.
Biggest little city. Let's keep hashtag biggest little city. Let's
I'll
keep
hash
it going.
Your tag.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Okay.
Did you see a show recently, and it's called Pregnant and Dating?
No. Pregnant and Dating?
Yeah. Man, it's about dating,
dating people who are pregnant by somebody else's child.
Yeah, no, the women know they're pregnant. The guys they date don't.
And a camera crew follows them around.
And a camera crew follows them around.
And the guys just think they right. have a camera crew on them because...
No, he knows he's on a show, but they're not.
Doesn't know.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah. Why aren't you drinking? You can't get drunk if you don't have a drink. I'm doing a detox.
Like, to not poison the fetus in my belly.
That's right, you lying bitch.
But I'm still going to go out to bars and take home guys and shag them.
it was some kind of awful. I don't recommend
that's
it.
Weird.
Do you remember the magazine from the 70s, the porn mag, Fucking Pregnant?
What?
No, Rick. I don't remember porn mags from the 70s.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I remember they had hairy bushes.
Yeah.
At that time you open up the Joy of Sex and it's really awkward because they look like hippies with caterpillars everywhere.
They were. They were hippies covered in caterpillars. And it was terribly disturbing.
All right.
Awesome. I think we're ready to go.
All right. We're going to have some music. Oliver, what's the name of the song?
I Don't Mind. If I cause you pain, make your vow again. You don't have the time, go ahead. Take mine, let your flavor show. Everyone I know, they will take your side. And it's a one-way ride, so baby, check the score. Can I have some more? Will you share the juice? If I believe in you, I believe your lies. I kiss the world goodbye, one last to rue. I'll spend it all with you, I hope that you don't. If I lose up my mind, it's slipping on for a while now. I hope that you don't care if I go anywhere. It's slipping on for a while now. I hope that you don't mind if I lose up my mind. It's slipping on for a while now. I hope that you don't care if I go anywhere. It's slipping on for a while now. If I cause check the score, can I have some more? Will you share the juice? If I believe in you, I believe your lies. I kiss the world goodbye, one last time through. I'll spend it all with you, I hope that you don't mind. If I lose up my mind, been slipping on for a while now. I hope that you don't care if I go anywhere. Slipping on for a while now. I hope that you don't mind. My
You guys were worth it.
Very nice. Yes. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Nice sloppy garage rock sound there.
Nice. We like sloppy. Yes.
We love it sloppy.
Do you guys want to play another short quick one right now?
Yeah. You want to do some Up in Flames?
True. All right.
Up in Flames. All right. This one's called Up in Flames.
Down in. Down in.
Down
in ice.
Down in water.
Ow.
All right.
That sound guy you were telling me about was right. You have terrible mic technique.
Yeah, the scream's fucking loud. It was loud, huh?
Well, yeah, no, I was the first scream happens. I was jotting a note down and looking away, and I think he's like 2 inches away from the mic, and my head whips around to like grab him. And
Holy shit!
He's like 2 feet away from the microphone.
I was far away from the mic.
Oh, you really did try.
Oh, dude, okay. He was like foot and a half away from the mic.
I was a full foot away from the mic.
And it's the condenser mic. It picks up everything. If you did that at a bar with a dynamic, it would work great.
It was awesome.
I know at least one of the screams didn't clip, so I will probably copy-paste that one over the ones that clipped like balls.
Like
chopping off balls.
Can we put a request in for like some Pee Wee Herman? Like, if Pee Wee Herman ever scream or
bam,
anything?
Bam, 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 bam.
Dude, I could totally do that. Okay, so we'll see if that happens. Like maybe the
tequila.
Scream right after after the Large Marge, remember?
Right.
Large Marge. And when they pulled the body out of the twisted wreck, it looked like this.
Oh, that was an awesome scene, Large Marge. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tides, Oliver Hull, Brian Healy, and Kevin Quintero.
Oh my God, you guys are like Rad Reno Butt Rock, and that's my favorite.
That's just what so we you go know. For,
see, I wouldn't
rock.
Consider them butt rock. They don't have the mullets or.
I could totally see them playing Ryan's, and that makes it butt rock.
I could also see them playing, you know, the Hideout, somebody's garage.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I mean butt rock in the nicest way.
And Wild Orchid.
Yeah, the Wild Orchid. An upcoming Undiscovered show a year from now.
Oh, yeah.
An upcoming Mary Anarchy in the winter, maybe. Just saying.
Yeah, we need you guys to do a lot of things.
Huh? No, when they
the releases.
Play.
The releases. The releases.
Sexually.
The Valve releases, yeah. That was awesome. Because, you know, I met Oliver here, the singer and guitar player. I met you through the open mic down at JubJub's, I think.
Mic, yeah.
You guys gave me some tickets to your show at the Alley, and I was like, yeah, cool, I'll probably make that. Totally had no intention of going. I tried to give them away. Nobody wanted them.
Yeah. You know what? Barely fucking anybody was there, but you mentioned the Alley. We're playing there on Saturday with
awesome.
Dwayne Peters Gunfight, and I don't know if you know who Dwayne Peters is, legendary skater. Was in the U.S. Bombs or started.
Oh, rad. Oh, okay.
Legendary skater, but can he play?
That's what matters. Yeah, man.
He's not going to skate.
No, if he's in U.S.
Alley.
Bombs, he can play. Okay. He knows how to tear it up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend, so this should be
fucking
should be
A.
Fun.
Awesome.
It should be fun. And you mentioned JubJub's, too. JubJub's, that's like our second home.
See,
we
that makes you
that
Reno
place.
Butt Rock.
We love that place.
You play hang out in an alley off Wells.
Oh. Right.
So. Oh, officially, JubJub's has signed the lease on the big room next door.
Oh, my God. That deserves a...
Things are going to change, my friend.
Holy
Things
shit.
Things are going to change.
You guys, that will be so awesome because fucking the music always sounds better in the bathroom than it does front because it's so tiny.
We're talking a real sound system. Oh. The ability to book much larger acts.
Oh
like it is now. We can have two stages happening at once.
This is very good news. Yeah. Do you know when it's going to happen?
Lots of possibilities in the future for JubJub's and the family. And the performing around that place.
Fucking A. Yeah. Good for them. Awesome.
I'm excited.
Very cool.
You guys were both going to say something and I just rolled over you.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
When in your life have you ever noticed that ever?
I notice it and I try to I try to acknowledge it and let people say it when I'm finished.
I had some.
Once I'm done talking loudly over you.
That's right.
Then
what were you
going to
say? I don't know. I was just so caught up in what you were saying.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I learned it by watching you.
I had something
to
say.
I was trained by the best, you bald faggot.
He's just going to ball over you again.
Oh, bald faggot.
I fucking forgot. Right. I found some pills in the bathroom. I took them. I'm high. I don't even know where I am. Oh, shit.
Oh, woo. No. Were they pills that you brought with you?
Can you show? Yeah, were they pills that were in there? And can you show me which ones they were? So you guys have been playing in the music scene here in Reno for about how long?
Fuck, like 2 months.
Nice.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, our first drummer quit on us. We had two practices
it's
before
been more
we
like
had that
2 weeks for
alley
me.
Show. So we've practiced four times together.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. So like, this is the start of the journey for the great the futurely legendary Tides.
It ended up that the bassist Kevin, he was playing bass. He's actually the drummer of my dreams, probably. He's fucking amazing. And so the guy that quit was the best thing that could have happened for us. It was
nice.
You know, at first we were kind of like, oh, we can't get ready. We're going to have to cancel shows. We're not fucking canceling shows. It's rock and roll. Even if we're just going to fucking do it, you know? And it's just rock and roll. You don't fucking do that shit.
There's a little bit of a trial by fire element going on here.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's Reno. Get up there and suck. We'll all clap.
Yeah.
You know?
State of the arts for fags.
Yeah, fucking A.
I was a little, you know, when I moved here first, I said, oh, man, Reno, I don't think it's... But you know what? I got bands that I like here. I've seen bands that I like here. I'm meeting, and I think the scene is... I think it can go places.
Well,
you definitely
walked into the main line of what's happening in town,
dude. And fuck it, the bands you hear at the clubs here.
This
Reno,
podcast,
well,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This podcast is
we're kind of a big deal.
The lifeblood of
so
we're kind of a big deal. Yeah.
Point of record, I do not say that. I do not. It's all the rest of you trying to pretend that I'm the one saying that, but all the rest of you say that.
No, I'm just trying to say we are. We're kind of a big deal.
Howdy, faggot!
that was kind of mean.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Hey, hey. Namaste. That was very soothing for them.
I know. Oh. It feels so much better.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of the thing on the show. If we say something offensive, we follow it up with namaste. Yeah.
Right. Namaste.
Namaste.
Real, we should have, you should have just been dropping the hammer on that the whole time during Bobby's.
I thought about it. Just, Bobby needs
namaste.
Bobby doesn't pause long enough for Mikey to fucking namaste him.
My brother's ex-girlfriend named his dog, or named her dog, Namaste.
You want to go? Namaste.
That was some fucking bullshit.
Hey, boy, you want to go? Namaste.
Oh, shit. All right. You know what? I don't even ever think that crossed her mind.
We made that joke last week. Nick Namaste. Made it. I'm not even being original. Yeah. Yeah, dogs. Mm.
Dogs.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
They're delicious.
Where is your drummer?
He's out there thinking that he needs to seclude himself for some reason.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on the show.
What happened?
It's time to be a part of the show.
Here he comes. Okay, I can tell he's coming.
No. Yeah.
Coming back now.
Now is the talking. We don't tell everybody what to do. Sometimes we should fill them in.
He's coiled like a spring, ready to play drums any second.
I can fill him in.
Oh, there's Kevin.
Later.
Yeah, Rick can fill that in.
Sexually.
He's got a position for you at the head of his personal staff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell us a story, Kevin. What happened at the first show we played?
What did happen?
Oh, what was her name?
Oh, no, let's not talk about that.
Yes. Now we really need to talk about
this. This is where we perpetuate rumors. And
this is a big no.
The real story is that what's kind of funny about this whole thing is me and Brian here, we've been trying to play music since the day we met 18 years ago.
Yeah. And this is the first time it's happened?
This is the first time we've been able to play live in front of people. Does that mean we suck or we're like totally genius and nobody gets us? I don't know.
Well, so far I'm liking it. So
yeah, and we're just going to go places from here. But like,
you mean like 7-Eleven?
It's been pretty cool. This guy's been cool about it because
that's somewhere.
He's the one that had to learn like 20 songs in 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Rad, dude. Are you guys both Reno kids?
Yeah, well, basically. Sort of. Yeah, we met walking down the halls in high school, Reno High. We were kind of like, we'd give each other like a little heads up, like, what's up? You know?
Yeah, I was like going for this 70s rocker type image. I was pretty much the only
Somebody
person
had a Black
school.
Sabbath shirt on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
we've gone
rocking
a lot
the
of
bell bottoms and long hair and stuff. Yeah, back when it was like hip to be grunge and punk and all this shit.
But we literally, he was coming.
We remember the first bus. Time those things happened.
Yeah. Yeah. We literally
I
were playing
music
him. The first
second of. And third.
It was a phase.
Yeah. They all are.
No, we literally played music the first day we met, though.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Jam cool. Dawson, Sabbath cool, cool. tunes.
Don't say literally. We all believe you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. And figuratively.
That's funny. I was totally thinking
we
that
figuratively
there was definitely
jammed,
some,
man.
Some
we
Sabbath
just stood around,
music.
Listen to music.
Sabbath.
Played a little air guitar.
Sabbath, Black Flag, the Stooges.
I mean, we had instruments and everything.
Beatles.
It
I'm
together.
A Lennon guy.
But it was
right?
Lennon and McCartney.
Like, right.
But that other Beatle, Clarence.
Clarence Beatle.
Totally underrated.
Clarence Beatle.
The fifth member of the Beatles, Clarence.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote all the songs?
Yeah. Ah.
That's a bad joke.
It's an Eddie Murphy joke.
Oh. Eddie Murphy did that joke?
That's Raw or Delirious.
Yeah,
that's Saturday Night Live.
That was
like
Saturday Night Live.
78.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old as fuck and I was 7 when that happened.
No. But I just know
that's
Eddie, Murphy,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy doing the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. Know how to answer the door in my neighborhood?
Who the hell there? I wrote them songs. I want to hold your hand. I wrote that.
My wife left me today. I'm so glad the bitch is gone.
Yeah, Nick. What do you think about Saturday Night Live?
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
The word for today is window. Here's how you correctly use it in a sentence. Window children getting home. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rim shot.
Sorry.
Namaste.
Namaste. Yeah.
Rim shot. Namaste.
That was sexy. That was a sexy one.
I used to have a rim shot. Now I just
sexy
have
namaste.
A whole
Shut
lot.
Up!
Thank you.
Whoa.
crap, where the hell are we? Know, oh, you know what it's lost. Time for? It's time for one of our commercial sponsor spots.
Oh, I love this part.
Yes.
I'd like to take a little time out of our day to mention a fun little shop on Wells Avenue. Right next to the Dandelion Deli, it's Reno Computer Fix. Reno Computer Fix is a wonderful place where you can take all your dead, broken computers, and they'll fix them like a regular veterinarian.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
For a very small fee, out of pocket, not even by the hour, a flat rate fee for any job that you need. Justin, Ian, and their well-trained team of interns will have your systems up and running in no time. Whether you need a fix, refurbishment, or a brand new computer, they've got you covered.
They make the interns wear chains. So they're like shirtless with chains on, like in the belly of a ship, you know, with oars.
Well,
like, you
know, and then they also have
a chant.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
They used to have a, you know, like a webcam in the office that you could log onto their server and then through it control something that would shoot a foam dart at their interns.
Oh my god, that's so awesome!
I don't know if that's still there.
We have to look that up.
They always they also like they have jury rigged computers all over, like made into art sculptures on the wall that are interactive touchscreen things.
Did you just say jury rigged?
Jury-rigged.
Instead of jerry-rigged?
Yeah. Jerry-rigged.
Because jerry-rigged would be like if a jury was rigged, but jerry-rigged is like anti-German
rigged
people.
Like a jury.
You say
fixed
tomato,
up,
we
fixed
say
up
tomato.
Good.
Right?
Potato. You got schooled on that one, son.
No, they are both correct.
And I'm fascinated at the
they
notion.
Are both
one is not racist.
Said jerry.
Unless the jury was filled with Germans. And then it would be the same thing.
Who says potato, though?
And nobody.
Yeah.
No, some tard. Some window licker. says potato.
Old ladies in Britain.
That was pretty bad.
Get me the potatoes.
I think they're French or something.
It's okay to make fun of French, Americans, Canadians, and Germans, and that's it. Yes. Everybody else, it's a hate crime. Just
what about the Brits? And Australians.
Yeah.
Throw another ship on the Barbie.
Right. It really is just white people.
Here's my Australian accent. No.
That was accurate. Jeez. That was very accurate.
First you put the chicken in the pot, a bork. Oh, jeez. Anyway, let's go back to Reno Computer Fix.
Oh, Reno Computer Fix.
Please check them out at renocomputerfix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you.
Sexually.
Was that Pablo Francisco?
No, that was, you don't know that
voice.
That's
Max Volume. Right?
That.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But I think he inspired Pablo.
Face.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
Where's Max's face?
I'm working on my Max impersonation here.
Face.
He's so close to the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Brother.
Who's Chewy? Slap
Chewy.
Into a Slim Jim.
Chewy. Oh, yeah. Just
say hey, Jesus, I'm home.
Felix is drunk.
Max Volume featured heavily in the upcoming Nowhere Nevada casting crew screening
heavily.
Coming up here on June 30th.
You won't know what he looks like.
If you're involved with the movie and you haven't already gotten a seat for the showings, you got to get on that. Find the group on Facebook. You should already know where to do it. All the bands involved in the movie, you're all invited to be on the show.
And if you don't know if you're involved, there's a list somewhere.
On Nick's Facebook page somewhere. Yeah.
So.
But really, it's a big deal. This is Nowhere Nevada is a big deal. We got to keep the buzz going for the next year. We're entering it into film festivals. It's all cast and crewed by Nevada. It's written by Marianne. It's a Reno movie.
Fantastic movie. Awesome. Yeah. Amazing music. Nick, you love the movie too, right?
There's a couple black dudes in that shit too.
And that is correct.
There is, yeah.
There are actually just a couple.
Just a couple. That's it. Just like Nevada.
The two we know.
Oh my God.
Namaste.
Namaste.
But we are very excited about that. That's coming up so here cleansing. In a couple weeks.
Wow. And my cousin's tits are in it. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's just a silhouette of her tits. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's full on.
Oh, is it full
it's
on?
It's her and two other girls topless, right. Like standing in the desert looking right at you. Well, like dancing. Topless.
When I watch it, Rick, I want you to cover my eyes.
Well, you could see that in my bedroom. I mean, I like on my computer screen in my all my pictures ever are the screensaver.
Of and, us when we went to the lake.
Oh,
that
when we
day,
went to the and, lake. And then there's a picture of her naked on a bed in a hotel room. It's like there's tons. So I mean, I see Cheyenne naked all the time.
Oh, I pity you, my friend.
Rick, you probably saw during the last few years of my marriage. You probably saw my wife naked more than I did.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
Thank you.
Something she never did.
Once.
Once, and it was worth it. Yeah. Isn't that right, Riku?
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
God damn it.
Oh, that's not nice.
Not at all. You're fired, Riku. You can't come back from St. Louis.
To bed.
Oh, wait, that's not how you... That's it was Father's Day okay. recently.
My daddy is the best.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
She does love her daddy.
Do you guys want to play another song or two? And then we'll have that. Yeah. We'll make you take that
really.
Quiz.
I mean, no, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Man, I got to fucking pee. Bryce, make sure nothing goes wrong.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Peeing. Drums. Funny. Go pee in the drums.
In the drum. Did you put your nutsack on my drums? Why are you all sweaty?
How many liquids I was going to drink here, I would have brought a catheter or something. I hear there's some great deals the bottle, out there.
Yeah,
at least something like that. I mean, you guys wouldn't mind.
You guys are just lightweights.
Pretty much.
And we haven't had the alarm yet, but I'm pretty sure I've said it at least twice this show already. So, yeah, no, everybody drink. It is kind of, mandatory.
Invisible cup.
They're out of beers in here. Some intern should take care of that.
The intern's getting up to
beer,
do that.
Please,
I went out in the living room to take a picture of the drummer, and all the lights were off and the sun had gone down. I don't know where the day ball went, but it's gone.
The day ball?
The day ball. The, the day ball. Where did the day ball go? Everything's dark. So that was kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm
going to go back to peeing
I had a very
now,
different moment.
He was drumming in the dark. He was just like, I'm not going to complain. I'll
just
drum.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah, I had a very different thing happen to me this weekend. I was doing things, and all of a sudden I looked up, and there's the great burning thing in the sky. That hasn't been there in hours. And
Oh, you had one of those weekends, huh?
Starting with Thursday night, yes.
Well, that's a...
And I'll just say
a kid moving out of town will do that to you.
Didn't always...
Did you embarrass yourself?
No, I did not embarrass myself.
Attaboy. Well, not that you remember.
No, I was pretty coherent.
Good boy.
Yeah, no, I just stayed up a long time conversating with a lovely young lady. I'll leave it at that.
Did you score?
Conversating. Late night conversations.
No scoring.
Runners might be in scoring position in the future.
In the near future. All right, we'll bat them home.
We're going to do...
never mind. Would you have a dude? I have a.
He's
Cody and I are pantomiming at each other.
I'm like, I don't get it, man.
I'll write you a note later.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, Riku was out. Yeah, no, everybody drink. Riku was out of town for the week, and really, from the first night she was gone, I stayed out too late pretty much every night.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Relying on a little kindness from my friends. Get by with a little help with my friends.
Yo, Kevin, we're doing High on Spite. The song was originally called The Tides. I guess that's how we got the name for the band, Tides of Sanity, or whatever. A girl enough, the world. Another one?
Yeah,
do it. Do it.
Rah!
What do you want? What do you want, Kevin?
Dude, I just want to be drunk in a room full of punk rockers.
Baby,
right
I'm
now,
a wolf.
Right?
Baby, I'm a wolf.
Baby, I'm a wolf.
My girl first.
Yeah? Okay, this song is like brand fucking new. Probably played it a few times. We're going to go ahead and do it then. All right.
That's nice, dude. That's really nice.
Thanks, man. Yeah, not all the lyrics are done, but, you know, something new.
Cool. No, it's a good sound.
Thanks.
Good sound, totally.
Thanks.
Yeah, you guys are monsters. It's just like sweaty knock against my friends, fall down kind of music.
I think it's just the room.
It's high energy if you're into rock and roll. Come to a show because the show's, it's fucking, it's wild. It's rock and roll. It should be raw.
Music to dance to.
It should be dangerous.
It's like head nodding music and I don't know. You can rock out as much as you want to.
I want people to
Kevin,
be afraid.
Kevin, you can come back in the room.
I can see a mosh
pit. Be afraid
to
come to our shows because we might play some songs. I might jump out in the crowd and just start smacking people with a guitar. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's just, you know,
as long
danger.
As long as you keep your dick in your pants, I think no, you won't get arrested.
I disagree.
Everybody wants you to keep your dick in the pants.
Right. No.
All right. It's getting late. It's about that time. Yeah, that's right. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. While the man's getting set up, I will be explaining them what's going on here. I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions, some of which you've already heard, and then I'm going to score you subjectively on my own grading scale. At the end of the quiz, one of you will have more points than the other. Get that? It's a point thing.
Okay, so competition between us.
Yes.
Good, we thrive on that.
Yes.
And beat.
And one of you will be the winner of some very lovely stickers.
Sweet. What do they say on them?
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd and worstlittlepodcast.com.
Yes, sir.
Even if I don't win, I'm stealing some of this.
Right.
When you're not looking.
Because
but
you're
try to win.
Band guy. But try to win try to anyway. Win. It's more fun that way. The idea has come up with the best story, and it should be truthful-ish.
Yeah, you heard Bobby earlier giving you a primer.
And Bobby's an old pro at taking radio quizzes.
Yeah,
so
he's an old pro.
Sexually.
Weak it. Fat. So, I'll start off with that first softball that I gave him with all of you. Your last meal, Oliver. What would you want for your last meal on this good green earth?
My last meal?
Yes.
It would be a combination of prescription drugs. I think I one last time.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Brian?
I'd want a cloned dodo egg, I think. And I kind of stole that from Mr. Burns from
sure,
The Simpsons.
Sure, that's a like, good answer,
I think
though.
Maybe by the time I die, they'll have brought back dodos in some way, shape, or form.
They're looking to bring back the passenger pigeon, so yeah. Who knows? Maybe not the dodo eventually.
Or maybe even a dinosaur. Like, who knows how dinosaur tastes?
So and then Jurassic Park happens in Reno.
I mean, it's all theoretical, but I'd probably take
their... the waste or their leftovers of either of those meals.
Like after you digest it?
Sounds good, yeah.
Take our extra.
Drugs and eggs and sweat and, yeah.
Some T-Rex.
I'd be fine with that.
I'm dying anyways.
Let's see. Kevin?
Yes.
All of history.
Yes.
Fist fight. Who would you pick a fight with?
Pick the fight.
Urkel. Like, not just get into a fight. Urkel. I like that.
It's a very good answer.
I like that.
It's a very good answer. We've never had that.
I don't
He's probably really tough. He did get buff and all sexy at one point. You know? He's like,
really?
GQ.
Oh, yeah.
He wears a little, like, leather jacket.
I just said that because I thought it was safe, and then I thought about it, and he grew up, and he got all buff.
As he is now or back in the day?
Back in the day, for sure.
Okay. You can specify.
I just suck his dick.
Because I don't like to fight. I'm scared.
Oh, Nick. You silly faggot. Namaste.
Namaste.
Brian. Fist fight.
Excuse me.
All of history. Who do you fight?
I'd have to go for Ben Franklin. I think that would be a really awesome fight, and he might have like some ye old gadgets that he could whip out on me.
He's like the MacGyver of the 1600s.
Like invented the first taser or something. I mean, plus he probably could kick some serious ass. Probably.
Yeah, but there might be that moment that you knock those silly glasses off his fucking head.
I'm weak. My only weakness.
I'm a weak old man.
Oliver, no, I think it would be Jesus. You know, I mean, if you're gonna choose anybody,
going
history,
for the big man.
If you could choose anybody throughout history that you're gonna fist
you
fight, why not pick the most famous?
Millions.
The most
he
famous
would both
one.
Let you win all and right. not get hurt.
All right, Jesus, if you're up there in heaven, I want a piece, brother. All right, I'm coming for you.
Namaste.
We all need a namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Speaking of Jesus, Oliver, how often do you masturbate? It's a sin, you know.
Oh, goddamn. I mean, I do a lot. We used to have a song called Love Sock, and it was a sock.
I wanted to make
the sock was we're, stiff.
I still want the band name to be Love Sock.
I'm sure we're
petrified
all,
sock.
We're a bunch of guys in this room. I'm pretty sure we're all familiar with the concept of a love sock.
Yeah, I'm going at least twice a day, three times if I can.
I want young man without a girlfriend and has a band.
Yeah.
Rory, what do you think though? The Tides or Love Sock as the band name? That was the initial debate.
Oh my God! Love Sock is so awesome.
Love Sock, maybe it's your side project.
Well, wait, I knew a girl once
or the first album.
I knew a girl once who referred to that as the bedside towel.
Yes.
Also a good band name.
Bedside Towel. That's never thought about that as a band name, but I am familiar with that appliance.
That's a nice way to say you masturbate in a sock to keep it nice and tidy.
Like your mom.
My mom was nice and tidy.
Brian.
Oh my God, Riku.
So Brian, what is your FAP frequency?
FAP frequency, I'd say, you know, honestly, probably about two or three times a day. But lately, I met a girl, and I'm trying to save it all up
Actually, don't.
Erupt.
No, no, no. That's the worst idea ever, dude. Beat off before you go out with her, and then you can fuck her brains out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And make her
you
feel
good.
You
don't want to bust early.
That's what they say. But
it's impressive.
I want to go for like the full-on explosive effect.
Yeah, you're going to last about 10 seconds.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. So I'll get the majority of it out. And
10 seconds,
like,
Yellowstone nap.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
like a lot. You know.
15 minutes later.
Kevin.
I get the same question. Great. Well, I used to masturbate pretty regularly, but then I let this fool move in my house, and I have no access to the porn anymore.
I'm blocking all access.
You gotta use your imagination. Right. Come
but
on,
I,
man.
I need to
the
save
the bank.
I'm actually
get a smartphone, dude.
I'm mature.
Exactly. You're right. Like all my phones got on it.
You're right.
But
that
wipe
really
it off afterwards.
He's got a son too, and it,
there's
really
for this.
Are you single? Are you single dad as well?
I am. Well, I'm. We're off and on, but we're trying to work things out.
No.
Not married, but yeah, but I was a single dad for a long time.
Take care of your kid. Yes. Good job, brother. Word. Good job. All right. Now to get not creepy. These are all creepy.
Yes.
Kevin,
those are the best questions.
What's the color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear?
Striped navy blue and gray with gray pinstripes. And but it's like, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
And
okay.
That's the bomb. They work at work. They don't get all bunched up. I love them.
Yeah.
You get the freedom.
It is kind of the way of the future.
I don't know. To me, it's like wearing shorts under your pants. Like, it kind of trips me out.
Yeah, they're a little bit. They can like, they feel like someone's grabbing your thigh or something, but I like that.
No, that was
Brian, color, make, and model, current pair of underwear.
For me, they are vintage. No, I'm bullshitting.
It is an elastic waistband that I've been wearing
Incredible
since
Hulk.
1996.
Yeah. I used to wear these when I was in second grade, and they've stretched a bit. There's a few tears and
your
holes.
Skin's grown around
it
like
Iron
a dog
Man
collar.
Ones,
you can still see the Incredible Hulk's teeth. No, but seriously, I'm wearing Hanes black boxer briefs, and they make your ass sweat a lot.
But he has a figure of Mr. T inside his little gooch there.
Let's not talk about
that. I guess
that.
You know about that. Oliver.
That was pretty revealing. Sorry.
Faggot. Namaste.
Namaste.
Or is it
Oliver? I'm going sans brief because I got to work at my second job, if you know
sans
what I'm saying.
Brief,
later.
Or
yeah.
Do you mean go on regimental?
Oh, yeah. Sans brief, yeah.
Like nothing.
Sands. Yeah, I mean, I need no.
Wait, you have another job, sands. So you can't wear underwear. I don't understand.
Oh, you're going commando.
Yeah, well,
I do
on the side. I do.
See, sans brief makes me think you might also be wearing boxers.
I was actually hoping one of us would be rolling commando.
I've never heard of sans brief.
Male prostitutes.
Hey, don't touch my hand.
Male. You know what?
I went for the high five. Don't touch my hand.
Male prostitution is. Do you know what? It's not what everybody thinks. It's an okay thing to do. All right, everybody's got to make a living. Come on.
See me after the show.
Where and when did you lose your virginity, Oliver?
Ah, shit. 16, I was probably in Roseburg, Oregon, where I was born. A small little logging town. A little hick town.
Okay.
And that's it. Yeah.
All right.
That works.
Brian
still hasn't.
I've had better stories. Yeah.
Brian's 33. He's working on it.
Well, okay, yeah. Losing virginity, it's kind of revealing. And I'm gonna take a pass. No
points
no,
for
points no.
for honesty, man.
No,
man.
I'm really not proud of this.
This is your chance to skyrocket to the front of the quiz.
I'll be honest. You know who really gives?
It was a cousin
who gives two shits. Oh no, nothing that bad. Nothing that bad. My
Aunt Mom.
Virginity was lost at the original Mustang Ranch when I was
15.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Friends, that's a good Nevada boy.
15?
My friend's dad rolls up at like 2 in the morning with a fifth of Jack Daniels. my best friend's dad was like just drunk out of his mind. He's like, hey, we're going to go out to the Mustang Ranch.
Come on, boys.
Tootie hoot. Yeah, right. Take some drinks. I had like a fucking cast on my leg.
That was my second
and,
time.
And yeah, because I had a broken leg. Anyway, so I was crutching my way down the hall to the prostitute's room. The whole
tell,
place.
Them how, tell them how you got the broken leg.
I got hit by a car, but that's
on mushrooms. Trying to catch a bus.
Yep. It goes deep. It goes deep into the rabbit hole.
You are from around here.
Yeah, man. That's how it goes. But yeah, so I'm crutching my way down to this this chick's room, and the whole place just smells like bleach and jizz and Pine Sol, and she's all
memories of a young man.
Oh, man. I mean, I could go further into this, but they use sponges when they're on the rag, and I found that out at the hard way.
So. Oh my god!
Oh. Wah,
you mean they
wah,
actually
wah.
Put a sponge inside?
Yeah,
exactly.
So they can
no, they
keep
mean
working.
To sponge it off him afterwards.
They're not supposed to work on that week, right?
Hey,
talk on Mike.
This is the world we live in.
Rent doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, bills.
That's right.
Rent doesn't care.
The world
care.
Keeps turning.
Kevin.
Oh, I still have the question.
Kevin,
oh,
you still, we still have to get for you
it's
this
It's not
question.
That exciting.
Well, give us your
I just line. Remember being really desperate and really trying very hard. And eventually I turned the girl on enough. It was here in Reno in a loft at some place, some house. And she
no
really,
names shall be named.
She, at first,
yeah, no names.
She,
no
she
names.
Didn't want it. Not like I forced myself on her, but
unless
I
it's a celebrity,
but
then
I,
go ahead.
I definitely used my charismatic ways to talk her into what had needed to happen.
Is that code for date rape?
Did you show her your penis? Did you show her your penis first? Did you just whip it out or what?
You call it
that
rape
was what
date.
The that was the final.
Please,
that was what made it happen.
No, no, really, please. Just touch
yeah,
it.
I feel
just
so desperate it. When just I believe when I think about second. That memory. Yeah, it's a pretty desperate memory, honestly. Pretty desperate.
But it did work. And how old were you?
16.
You do okay. get points for honesty. Yeah. Yes. You both got more points than Oliver. Yeah. Oliver's story sucked.
I was lying. You want to hear the real one?
No, too late. We're moving on to the next question, Oliver. Assuming everyone has a price, what's yours?
$2.
$2 man. Good answer.
As in, like... What would you sell your body for?
What would it?
Soul
what would it take to
your body
to do something
to get inside
that
my man booty?
Against your nature, whether it's gay sex, killing someone, robbing an old
oh,
lady.
Okay, now that you say
now
that,
now
it's not $2 anymore.
What's your price?
Okay.
$3.50.
You should be more specific. Like my price for what though? I mean, I'm still trying to figure this one out.
All right.
Let's move on to
call
Oliver.
That yeah, moving on. And Oliver also
is,
has a similarly awkward answer, and I'm just going to assume that. What's I'm the sorry, last man. Lie you told?
What's the last lie told?
Yeah.
There was
the one
the,
about
the,
your story
the,
there?
Yeah, the one about my virginity.
That was quick. Wrapping up.
Last lie you told.
Last lie I told. Today at work, just, I don't know. I don't even remember. Sure. I lie all the time. I'm pathological.
I really
points for honesty.
I'm lying about that.
That
too.
Too
so.
Yeah.
I really try not to lie, and I teach my son not to lie, but I lie to him all the time.
Yes,
because
rule
you
number
know,
two of
you
parenting.
Can't tell him that the world's going to end, even though it is.
Rule number two of parenting: that. You're a liar now. Yeah, so
you
good,
have to like
good
pick
man.
And choose what truths you tell them.
Okay, when searching the internet for inspiration, yes. What are your favorite porn keywords?
Big tits. Sorry.
Big tit man.
God damn it. I told my mom to listen.
That makes it even better. That's awesome.
I'm going to have to make an edited version and like tell her it's only on this SoundCloud or whatever.
Oh, man. I'm sort of an ass man myself, so it'd be like Pogs or... BBWs.
The BBW? Yeah.
Find a fold and fuck it. That's
big,
my motto.
Beautiful women.
No. I get that. Pogs. What the hell is Pogs?
It's a fat ass white
dude,
girl.
Dude, actually, but Brian knows the ones that.
Pigs
you don't,
and hogs.
Actually,
pigs
I don't know
and
why.
Hogs.
No, we need to go deeper into this.
I'm doing
you know the ones that everybody else sexually. Is like, what the heck is that? What was
it's
hen-
because
hentai?
I watch a lot of porn.
What was hentai? Do you guys know what hentai is?
Oh, absolutely. It's yeah. Just, yeah. That's just okay. Anime shit.
He's
you know,
the one that tells me about these
you know
what
Bukkake
things.
Is? That's where it gets
oh.
Really
well,
gross.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But he knew some... Well, I was like, why are you looking... That's weird.
Because I watch a lot of
do
porn.
Do you know what an
it's
ice cream
simple.
Truck is? Go look it up on Urban Dictionary. Okay. Ice cream truck.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Whoa.
It's called a snowball that travels.
No. No, not going there.
Oliver, what are your favorite keywords?
Bestiality. Oh. I can't lie, baby.
I'm sorry, that
you
gets
in the woods.
That gets a big giant try again, my friend. You know, yeah. I let a lot of things slide, but animals, man, really. you.
Well, unless they're really into it.
They like it.
If
they
not your animals. It's not your animals.
I won't watch it unless the animal agrees.
Maybe I'm a
somebody's
wolf.
Somebody's animal.
Last question. You're going down on a girl. You discover a fresh, crispy piece of bacon without any other explanation. Do you eat it? Yes or no?
If I have some lettuce and tomato there, fuck yeah, make a sandwich with the damn thing.
Mm. Dude, I am a fan of bacon and vaginas, and so yeah. I'll eat it.
Okay, you're the only one who answered the question, yes or no. You win this question.
What?
Was that easy? You gave explanation. You gave
it. Was a yes or
I just.
No question.
I said yes or no.
I didn't even say yes or no.
You
though.
Said yeah.
I'm confused, oh, okay. Rory.
Shut up. You're winning.
Rad. You won. Awesome. I'm sorry. Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
I said yes.
Rapid
by the way.
Fire.
Rapid
so,
fire.
So, gentlemen,
questions.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles. Beatles. Beatles.
Was me that
too.
All three of you?
Me no. too. Okay. Yeah. No. I like Elvis. I love Elvis.
Beatles?
And he definitely influenced a lot of gospel stuff, but the Beatles were original rock and rollers, man. Helter Skelter.
It's all about the Beatles.
Beatles is one of my biggest influences.
It's
I'm a Lennon man.
It's a Beatles.
Okay, blind or deaf?
Oh, shit, blind for
blind.
Me.
Blind.
Wait, what was the question again?
Blind or deaf?
Oh, shit. Blind. Because then you'd be superhuman. You'd develop all sorts of cool senses.
Yeah.
But you can't drive, faggots.
Yeah.
No. So, but we're musicians, so we'll have people drive us because we're going to be rich and famous.
And famous. Because you get more famous when you're blind.
Yeah.
Or
welcome
we'll
to the jungle,
we'll
motherfucker.
We'll just take the bus, I guess.
Right. Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
I'd have to go with ginger.
I'm a little. I got a little. You
gay.
Can't
gay in you already.
Gay. God damn. Who's going to ginger?
Man, I
damn,
totally
you're,
knew.
Yeah, you're done if you're ginger. Your life's over,
so,
bro.
It was so obvious.
I'll donate a gun
know.
If you've got red
that.
Hair. Just kill yourself, bro.
Yeah,
soulless.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You may be gay, but at least you have a soul.
I'm trying to think of one. There's
yeah,
some
you might
cool
take it
there.
Up the butt every day, but at least you have a soul.
Okay.
A ginger soul with freckles.
Okay, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Herpes.
I don't know, man.
No, not a choice. Oh, but you can have that on top of the either or the other two.
Like sprinkles.
Well, you know, exactly. They're making breakthroughs. I'll go with AIDS, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're making breakthroughs.
I'd say cancer because it runs in my family and I probably won't have any choice and that's what I'm going to die of. And
God, you're depressing.
That sucks, huh?
Yeah. Okay, Star Wars. You are a bit of the Debbie Downer of the group.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Only the first three?
Well, yeah. Those don't
count. We don't count
yeah.
those.
We don't talk about those other ones.
Wow, thank
the
God.
Unspeakable things.
Thank God.
Yeah. But they made, yeah.
Star Wars. Ha-ha,
Star Wars.
I'm the Dark Lord of the Sith. Ha ha. Sorry.
But I do like Spock's.
Did everybody grab Star Wars?
I'm saying Star Wars.
I'm saying
absolutely.
Star Trek.
The original Star Wars.
Because it's something
whoa,
that I can.
Whoa,
no,
bro.
It's something that I can watch and I have never seen before. On this TV, because I lost my cable.
You're not a true nerd.
So
you're...
I get to watch the classics, you know, Saturday night on what retro TV or whatever. I'm choosing Star Trek.
I haven't had cable in 10 years. I don't know what you're
talking about. I know. No. Star Trek for me, because it's something I haven't seen, and I get to enjoy it and learn something new every time. And I've already seen Star Wars a million times.
There are 5 whole series to choose from as well.
Yeah.
You're right.
All
right,
moving along, options. Rick.
And... The
if
grand,
I could read.
Glorious question. If you could live in a world with only one or the other and the other would not exist, would it rather be the Beatles or Star Wars?
And for you, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Wait,
I need the Beatles to exist.
Beatles or Star Wars forever
Beatles.
And ever.
Beatles would exist.
Yeah. We're
I'm sure a lot
rock,
of people would
we're
be
rock
pissed.
And rollers. I'm going to say the...
And, that would mean the lightsaber was never invented. That
that's
would
a hard
suck,
one.
Man.
You guys like designed
the
that
force choke. Never
you designed
happened.
That over
oh, okay.
months.
Fucking Darth Vader.
Darth
okay.
Vader never
that
exists.
That suddenly changes the whole entire game.
And my whole decor in my living room.
That's the toughest question I think I've ever been asked in my life.
I'd rather live in a world with the Beatles because I did learn a lot about. Guitar from them.
Yeah,
right?
I'd go with Beatles too because now Star Wars franchise
and melody,
is pretty much destroyed.
You know, the harmony.
No one's gonna want to remember that it whatever. Even existed after Disney rapes the shit out of it. So
it might be rad.
It might be awesome.
You might.
Well, I went there.
Okay.
Dude, we did it.
All right, that seems
the
to be
end
the end of the
and
quiz.
Rory.
It was a tight like two finger tight game between two of you.
Sexually.
125 and 135. I've got Oliver and the B-Rye. Oh. But coming in like gangbusters with 175,
we've got
Kevin the Drummer.
You motherfucker.
See, this was a farce.
I'm the silent but deadly one.
You're the fart of the band.
Drummers are the bane of my existence.
And as the front man, that makes him the dick, and you the... You're the taint. Brian's the taint.
Dude, I have so much more confidence now.
It's an important role.
Thank you, Rory.
Don't ignore the taint.
Thank you, Rory. This changes the
You can't
future.
Ignore the taint, no matter how much you don't want to look at it.
Very
it hurts the worst if you get kicked there.
Wow. I'm going to kick your ass back out of here, Kevin. I'll give you these stickers at the end of the show.
Sweet, sweet.
We're going to play some more music.
You
want to
do one more?
You
going to let us do one more?
We one got more a, song.
Oh, we got a solid ass song.
Okay, super.
And then everybody stops talking.
I got to look at my clock. They're doing stuff.
I'm just sitting here watching.
Well, as they're setting up, I'm gonna go. Oh shit! We're supposed to call Nick.
We were.
Yeah.
Why would we call Nick?
Nick wanted to say hi.
Aw.
So I'm gonna call. I'm gonna call Nick, and he's gonna tell us what he's doing this weekend. Okay.
Okay.
And that's cool.
I'm with you.
And then
see if Nick crackles out the way that Bobby did.
Probably not. Just Nick's. I mean, he's in the artist lofts. Their reception's shitty, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
hello. Hey, Nick Ramirez. Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world.
No.
Hi there.
How you doing, buddy?
How's everyone?
We had a great show. Almost forgot to call you. We just finished the quiz and thought, hey, let's call Nick.
Oh, cool. Good. Yeah, I'm just laid up.
How's your back feeling?
Actually, the back part's better now. It's gone down to my thigh, and so it feels like I have a
sciatica
pound weight on my leg. Yeah.
So
I was getting ready to go, and it started spasming and freaking out, and I was like, "Oh, I don't want to do this over there. Forget it." So,
fuck.
Thanks for letting me cancel today, fellas.
Poor Nick.
Aww. So, you're not taking this week laying down. What do you have happening this weekend, buddy?
Oh, the night this podcast comes out, Thursday night, I'm going to be over at the studio on 4th for the Adopt a Singer-Songwriter show.
Awesome.
Mr. Todd Ballow.
Get a little ass with Todd and Nick.
Yeah. So, and I'm not doing a lot of acoustic these days, so, you know. This is a rare show, you know.
Totally.
To try to make it a good one. Back to the bands as soon as my back is better and everything, you know. Back to Candy Shop and Lighter Thief and Spike Jack and the Liver Scars.
Is that it? I do like that.
Yeah,
I do.
No.
Everybody drink. I do like that you're including Lighter Thief in the list of bands you're in, man, though. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, we had our first official show.
Totally.
Well, actually, two.
We've had a couple.
Yeah. All right. How was the band?
The band's been a blast, dude. It's dirty, sloppy, garage, primal music.
Yeah.
You'll like it, man. It's going to be a good show this week.
I'm bummed I missed it.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
Have a great show, fellas. Thanks for coming down.
Poor sick See Nick.
You. Bye, Nick. We love you.
Thanks, Nick. Feel better, brother.
Bye,
Thank you.
Bye, Rick.
Bye. Love you.
Aww. Lucky for Nick, he is not alone.
He's got
his friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
And he's got the good support of his woman.
Yes, he does.
The lovely Armageddon.
She's so rad. I love those guys.
All right, let's hear some music, and then I'll do a weekend recap.
All right, baby.
Sweet.
Baby. Song's called Baby, I'm a Wolf. I'm a fucking wolf man. Rory, thank you for having us. We're the Tides. We're playing Saturday, June 22nd at the Alley.
Yeah.
That is with Dwayne Peters' Gunfight. You can check us out www.thetidesband.com. You will see flyers all over the place. If you love rock and roll, check us out. Thanks again, Worst Little Podcast.
Awesome. Sweet. Thank you guys. That was kick-ass stuff.
Yeah.
A nice plug that you threw in at the end. I've just got a couple of things I want to mention that's coming up this weekend. Like Nick said, on Thursday, Adopt a Singer-Songwriter with Todd Bellow. Believe that's at the studio on 4th. Sounds about right, doesn't it? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah. Yes.
Adopt a Singer-Songwriter. Look it up on fucking Facebook. On Friday night, there's a whole lot of great stuff going on. As we mentioned before, the great Bobby Slayton at the Pioneer Underground.
Bobby.
One show on Friday night. Also, over at Good Luck Macbeth, just down the street on Virginia Street next to Shea's Tavern, they're going to be doing the movie sing-along Labyrinth. They'll be screening Labyrinth, and they expect everybody to show up to sing along with all the tunes from the movie.
David Bowie's crotch.
Yeah. God. The Babe, what Babe? I'm not even going there. And then also, out at the Alley, we got Pinky Polansky with voted best band, Beer Can, and the Riptide Bandits.
Fuck yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a good show.
That's what I'm doing.
I imagine. Saturday, back out at the Alley, like the Tide said, they'll be out there with
Dwayne Peters' gunfight.
Also, Saturday is the first home bout of the Battleborn Derby Demons Roller Derby season.
Ooh, right.
Down at the rink by the river. That's pretty early, so go check that out and go see a whole bunch of shows. We've also got a No Pants Party at the studio on 4th, a Burning Man Camp fundraiser.
And what does that mean?
It's a No Pants Party.
Wow.
And an Unburned Comedy Hour at the Wildflower with Pat Shillito, Jenny Pez Dispenser, and a whole bunch of great, great local Reno comics.
Jenny.
We love our Jenny. Yeah.
Pat, you can blow me, but Jenny, I love you, Jenny.
But so there's a great weekend going on in this town. I think I'm done, unless Cody, you got anything? You know about anything?
Man, I don't know.
All right.
I think everyone should get out there and tube that river.
Yes.
Tube the river.
Also a good thing happening this weekend. Happens every weekend. Nonstop, sun up to sundown.
When the day ball is out.
When the day ball is out.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, get drunk somewhere different.
Well,
and I got actors
killed
Lincoln the entire week and weekend, so we're gonna get there. So far, it's a 10
rolling
track
around
album
with those bearded guys.
It's so awesome, dude. They're crazy with all their wild shit and their fiddles and their accordions and all their crap. It's awesome.
Happiness.
I love that. They got some rad fucking fast like punky fucking punk folk bullshit that's amazing.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Well, I guess that's the end of the show. For Nick Ramirez, Big Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the Kodiak, and the Tides, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, and I love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Come on, you little bitch.
Dogwater Studios.
Come on, take off your underpants. Hand them over.
No.